I could feel this was the grace that he was releasing to us to be able to live truly, no matter what's going on in our life and in our world, to let go of the carrying the burden or the responsibility or the weight of our life, of our circumstances, to be free to live in peace and joy in him, no matter what.
I am Liz Wright. Welcome to Live Your Best Life. The only thing that matters now is living by the power of this wonderful new creation life. We're going to become an undefeatable force of radiating glory, and we are rising up strong now in this hour.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for joining me for this week's what's going to be a really special time together, in this episode of Live Your Best Life with, of course, me, Liz Wright. And in our time together today, what I really felt from Jesus was to take us together into an encounter and to help bring you back into, which I know Holy Spirit will do for you today, into a really deep, authentic place of rest, really rest, and a fresh capacity to trust Jesus, really trust him. So I'm feeling Holy Spirit already there. Oh, that's a good start, isn't it? So one of the things that Jesus has been doing with me, and then I'll just take us in, we'll go in through the word. I feel to read like the Beatitudes, some of the Beatitudes in chapter 5, but not just to, you can hear it, but that you can experience Jesus in the way that he wants you to know him as you go in through the doorway of the word, as we do that together in a moment. But I just wanted to share this with you, and I want to pray for you as well, that you can really, really experience Jesus today in the way that he wants you to experience him. So Jesus has literally, for the last few weeks, more than anything else, he has been saying to me and releasing to me a fresh grace to just trust him no matter what's going on in life. And actually, moment by moment, as you're dealing with things, I encourage you this way, as you're dealing with difficulties in your own life, with situations where you know you're not at peace, you're not resting, you're not trusting in the faithfulness of Jesus in that moment, to just let go and trust. And you will find, I know this because there's a grace for this at the moment. Jesus is really drawing us deeper into this capacity, and it's just amazing. You know, like when you do actually trust him and that peace comes, it's life-changing. It's the way we were created to live, to just live in rest, like as Jesus did on the inside, resting in the Father. He wants us to rest in his presence inside. And it's these moments of difficulties are our opportunities to choose him in that moment and let go in the face of massive difficulty for some of us, some of the time, right? We all walk through difficulties in life periodically. And in the face of that worry, of that fear, of that anxiety, of that trauma, of that grief, of that confusion, that whatever it is, the lack, the sickness, in the face of that, on the inside, to let go and trust the revelation that he wants to bring to you of who he is, that he is the one who is faithful. He is true. He is love. He is for you. He is in you, right? He's in us. That's one of the revelations, the experiences that Lord wants to expand into us, impart into us, take us into, that we will be flooded with the fresh realization of the fact that the King is resident, not just knowing it intellectually, but knowing it and feeling him as a force of strength that brings us into complete security of heart and rest and confidence in who he is and the capacity to live according to his ways. That's one of the things that he's been showing me from this renewed capacity to believe him, to let go, to trust him. He will shine through us even more. He will give us the faith for those impossibilities to bow and be transformed. He will lead us more completely into the lifestyle of kingdom, of living out of the blueprint, his intention for how our life is to be on the inside and the outside, how we show up in the world as new creation people, fully aware of his presence inside of us and his perfect leadership increasing in our life as we sensitize even more from that internal place of rest and peace, having let go, meaning no longer holding ourselves together in our own soul strength, right? Gritting our teeth and trying to cope with intense circumstances in life and our reactions to them, but actually in the midst of the storm, like Jesus, resting in the boat of our life, right? In the midst of the storm. And he's leading us into this. I had a profound experience. And when I was speaking at our Encounter 2024 conference in Yuba City not too long ago, I had a profound experience again with Jesus this way, where I was speaking at the evening service on the Friday night. Those of you that were there, you know, you will be able to see that event. We will be releasing it quite soon for those that weren't able to be there. So you will be able to, you'll know what I'm talking about. So I was in the all day, and then in the worship just before I was speaking, all Jesus would say to me was, let go, let go, let go, let go. And so I could feel that he was doing this with me at a different level, but he was also, I was in an identificational place with Jesus for all of us. I could feel this was the grace that he was releasing to us to be able to live truly, no matter what's going on in our life and in our world, to let go of the carrying the burden or the responsibility or the weight of our life, of our circumstances, to be free to live in peace and joy in him, no matter what. And then for Jesus to be the expression of our life, his beauty, his peace and his joy and his love shining through us, his healing power, his compassion, everything that he is within us by his spirit, right? Shining through us, touching and changing the situations around us because it's Jesus. And then in that situation, in the conference, it was, I got up to speak literally as I began to move forward from towards the end of the worship to go up towards the platform. Jesus came in front of me in the spirit and he just said to me, put your head on my chest and let go. And as I did that, I flopped into him. And as I let go, I literally felt like I was being taken possession of by God. And I got up on the platform and just, there was a stream of Jesus speaking. It was beyond the prophetic experiences that I've had before where the gifts are operating, which is obviously Holy Spirit and it's profound. But this was where a gift would operate, where you would be listening, like if it was discernment or a word of knowledge or the prophetic, you're listening on the inside out of your relationship with him. And then you will speak what you're discerning, what you're, you know, what you're hearing. This was, I was listening to Jesus speaking. He just consumed me as I let go. He took over and he led everybody into this, into rest, into profound supernatural reassurance of the fact that He is God and He is in us and He wants to be the strength of our life. He wants us living according to His ways. So what I want to do now is I want to take us in to that place, to the invitation to rest, to be full of faith even in this moment, that He will encounter you. Even if you've never had an encounter before, He wants you to trust Him, to experience Him. All over again, He wants you to let go of the struggle and be reassured that He is there for you, and His ways are the ways into living, right? In the life experience that He created us to experience. He wants us living free, living full of contagious joy, living fully framed up in our perspective of reality from His perspective, seeing each other, everyone in your life, as He sees them, not limited to how they show up in the world, right? As a result of their responses to their own life story and their own traumas, but out of that reactionary level completely. So we're literally seeing through the eyes of His heart, knowing the value of everybody, living in the sweetness, the uncomplicated way of heart that is as a result of just knowing His love for everyone, knowing how valuable everybody is, being able to relate rightly to people from a heavenly perspective, I mean, yet having boundaries, but in a very healthy supernatural way, because we're not having boundaries out of fear, we're having boundaries motivated by love for the other, from a place of internal peace and clarity of heart. So I'm really feeling this. I've had periods of time where I've walked like this consistently, where I've seen people consistently as they are in His heart, who He created them to be, and began to relate to them and call them forth into that by relating to them, because people rise to the expectation you have of them a lot of the time, don't they? And so this was that, but it was supernatural. And so helping people really flourish and come forward in their authentic design. And so Jesus wants you encountering Him. He wants you restored in your faith again today, or strengthened in your faith, to live as a normal life, to have encounters as your normal experience. And that's what the Bible is, isn't it? Really, at the end of the day, it's a collection of stories where God was encountering people. And that's our life now. That's our privilege now. And so He wants to sensitize us afresh, strengthen us afresh as we go into Him. And just as I'm reading, accept the adjustment, accept the fresh gift of faith. Step by step by step, as I read through these verses, just agree with your heart for this to be your experience, for everything in you to align into this experience, so, and to go right in. So reading from, this is Matthew, reading from chapter 5, verse 3, I think. Okay, so just listen to this. What, and I encourage you, if you can right now, as long as you're not driving or whatever, just sit and close your eyes and be still and focus your heart's attention on Jesus, and we will go into experiencing Him. We'll go freshly in together into His embrace. What happiness comes to you when you feel your spiritual poverty? Or in other words, when you become freshly aware of your utter dependence on Jesus, that He is your source of life and that you need Him. You absolutely need Him. What happiness comes when you realize that, that he is our source, that we absolutely need him. He is our life. He, all revelation flows from him, all life flows from him, all truth flows from him, all goodness flows from him, all love flows from him. He is love, right? All healing flows from him, all deliverance flows from him. He is the source of everything, and he wants to meet your every need through his riches, right, in glory. So from the realm of his presence, the realm of his kingdom, he's the source of everything, comes all the provision that you need to live the life that he created you to experience. So this is the place. This is the place he wants you to re-engage into that awareness. Jesus, you are my source. My source is from another realm. My source is you. And I recognize today, and I step back into happiness being the condition of my heart as I realize this. Those that realize this, the scripture goes on to say, theirs is the realm of heaven's kingdom. What delight comes to you when you wait upon the Lord, you will find what you long for. Now just listen to this. I'm reading from the Passion Translation, and in the notes in the Passion Translation, Dr. Brian Simmons has recorded what that verse means in Aramaic, in, of course, the language that Jesus spoke. That verse there that says, what delight comes to you when you wait upon the Lord, for you will find what you long for. In Aramaic, that literally reads, you will see the face of who or what you long for. And the word wait, so those who wait upon the Lord, that word means entangle into the meaning of the word, of the one who is the word. So just do that right now. And I encourage you in your life, just practice this in your quiet time with the Lord, as you're reading the word of God, as you're with him, as you entangle into the meaning of the word, or open your heart and begin to embrace the meaning of the word, Holy Spirit. So do that right now. Begin to entangle into the meaning of this word, this instruction to us, which is an invitation. Those that wait upon the Lord, entangle into who he is. And what he's saying here, that his promise is that those who do that will see the face of the one of whom they long for. So as you're doing this right now, we thank you, Jesus, that right now as we wait upon you, as we turn the affection, the attention of our heart onto you, we entangle into you as love, holy, whoa, wow. Your promise, Lord, is that we will see your face. We will see the face of the one that we long for. And Jesus, we long to experience you in the fullness of who you are. We entangle into your promise to let go and to trust you. You told the disciples, Jesus, when they asked you, what is the will of the Father? You said to them, it's to believe in the one that he sent, which is you, Jesus. So right now, we likewise choose to trust you. Holy, we choose to respond to your invitation, to your instruction, to trust you no matter what. No matter what, we trust you with all of the circumstances in our lives. We trust you, Jesus. Holy, wow. I can feel his presence right now. Just stay here for a moment longer as we're sitting with him here, entangling into the meaning of what he's saying to us, which is to trust him as we live by faith. We reset again, deeper still into the capacity to live by faith, not by sight. Thank you, Jesus, that as we do this right now, all these burdens we've been carrying, you are lifting off us. You are giving us that divine exchange, the heavy burdens that have been weighing us down, preventing us from experiencing deep inner rest. We release to you. Your yoke is easy. Your burden is light, Jesus. We release everything to you. We receive that fresh grace onto ourselves from you, holy. Just give him everything. Personalize this right now. I really encourage you, whatever the weights are in this moment, just give them to him. Give him all the impossibilities. Give him all the sickness, all the lack, all the worry about the future. Give it all to him. He's faithful and he's true, and he's resetting you into rest right now, resetting you into peace, to know him as the Prince of Peace, to see the face of the Prince of Peace, who crushes the enemy under your feet, removes darkness from your life, fills you with light, fills you with life, fills you with peace, fills you with hope, fills you with love, fills you with grace, fills you with kindness, all facets of him within you, pouring forth out of you, to be the solution, to be the authentic expression of your life in every situation you face. Thank you, Jesus. I just felt him really saying then, just lean into him. He's going to show you what the outcome looks like so that you can begin to thank him for this victory in your situation even before it happens. By faith. So faith is the substance of the things hoped for, right? The evidence of things not yet seen in the natural. He's giving you the evidence by giving you supernatural faith right now, showing you, so your heart begins to live in that excited expectation and restored hope that he's already gone ahead of you into your future to make a way for you to resolve those impossibilities or those challenges that you are dealing with. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for what you're doing right now. Thank you for the miracles that are happening. Thank you that you are touching everything. Holy Spirit, in our lives that concern us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you're giving us faith for deeper and deeper experiences with you. Thank you, Jesus. What blessing comes to you when gentleness lives in you, for you will inherit the earth. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for gentleness filling each one of us right now, your supernatural gentleness, an exquisite peace of heart. Thank you for all the burdens and cares and fears lifting out of us right now. I can see him pouring in. It's like, it looks like purifying. It kind of looks like white milk, but it's gentle. It's the gentleness of Jesus and the purity of Jesus flooding through you right now, bringing you back into deep rest, deep peace. What it's like being washed with purity. That's how I can feel it and see it. You're being washed with purity right now. How enriched you are when you crave righteousness, for you will be surrounded with fruitfulness. He's filling us afresh with his righteousness, with the beauty of who he is. And then, of course, as we're living in union with him, one nature, one heart, tuned into that reality, fruitfulness, like the word says, streams from our life. How satisfied you are when you demonstrate tender mercy, for tender mercy will be demonstrated to you. What bliss you experience when your heart is pure, for then your eyes will be open to see more and more of God. So right now, just receive that purifying that he's doing, that fresh washing, his tenderness, his purity is touching the deepest parts of you. It's removing everything, all the unrest that can happen inside of us so easily, the triggering and reactions and the states of heart we don't want to remain in, like any bitterness or fear or unforgiveness or anger, just, yeah, aggression towards others, just whatever it is that isn't purity of heart, anything we're depending on other than Jesus as our source of strength as well, that can become idolatrous, like things, that anything that takes precedent in importance in our life that we're giving our attention to and our dependency onto other than Jesus, that can create spiritual dullness and ultimately spiritual blindness. And so the Lord is just washing all of that away as well. He's filling you again with purity. He's touching you with his person, with his presence, which he is holiness, he is purity. Just keep receiving that right now. He wants you to live in bliss, in the ultimate state of joy, being completely filled with life and vitality and happiness, joy, supernatural joy. Blissed out, totally in love with the King, totally secure in your heart, totally confident. There's no place in you that feels disingenuous because you're operating dualistically internally, but your soul, your mind, emotions, and your will and your spirit all in alignment. So what you think, what you feel, what you do, it's all one expression coming from your united heart with Jesus, one attitude of heart, resting on the inside, full of purity, a genuine, authentic expression of who you are in Jesus, of Jesus flooding through you as love and peace and holiness and rest. Being the expression of your life, he's doing it. Everything I'm saying, I'm flowing from his heart. I can feel him doing this right now. How joyful you are when you make peace, for then you will be recognized as a true child of God. That's profound. So when you reach out and you make peace with others, then you are revealed in your authentic identity. You are revealed as a child of God. People see the Father through you. They see your authentic life, your actual real identity. As you make peace with others, you release peace in the spirit. You develop and work intentionally to have peaceful relationships with people. That capacity made available to you as you rest in him and you tune into the Father's heart and you see people through the eyes of God's heart. You don't define them by how they're showing up in the world. You don't live in reaction to them anymore because you can see the pure in heart, living in this beautiful, reclaimed, pure state of heart. Like the word says there, you can see him as this, because there's nothing obscuring our visibility, our sensitivity. So we thank you for this gift today, Jesus, of being able to see you clearly, experience you fully, being washed and cleansed into purity, our eyesight totally cleared. Jesus, we let go of everything that we have depended on as our source of strength in life other than you. Lord, we let go of every situation that we've not trusted you in. We let go of the lifestyle of unbelief. Lord, you understand our frailty, and we thank you that you give beauty for ashes, and we give you the ashes of living in unbelief. Let's ward against our capacity to just rest. Just rest on the inside and live filled with joy, filled with peace, filled with goodness, filled with you. Thank you, Lord. We lean our head on your chest completely. We let go of the weight of life completely. We let go of unbelief. We let go of fear. We let go of every opinion that's contrary to yours. Wow. 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 Whew. Wow. And in finishing, I just want to jump forward in chapter 5 and read you verse 14. Your lives light up the world. So let others see your light from a distance. For how can you hide a city that stands on a hilltop? And who would light a lamp and then hide it in an obscure place? Instead, it's placed where everyone in the house can benefit from its light. So don't hide your light. Let it shine brightly before others so that the commendable things that you do will shine as light upon them. And then they will give their praise to your Father in heaven. Your life lights up the world. So shine. Allow Jesus to envelop you, flood through you, fill you with peace. Completely fill you with peace. Where you've had disruption internally, where you've had stress and anxiety, he's flooding you with his purity and his kindness and his gentleness and his soothing, comforting presence. And he will undergird you going forward from here with the truth of his love for you, that you make him happy. You make him dance and twirl as you, even the tiny movements of our heart, right, reaching towards him, overwhelm the heart of Jesus, because that's authentic love. That's us loving him, trusting him. And in every moment going forward from here, in every challenge that you may face, trust him. Receive that grace again. Trust him as you choose to trust him. His grace, his supernatural enabling capacity to trust him completely will activate inside your heart. And as you do that, you will begin to see and know the outcome of what's going to happen. You will know that he's for you and he's transforming that situation. And you can, he's already gone into your future ahead of you to make a way for you, to bring all things into conformity with the counsel of his will. And his will is that you would know his love and you would express him in the fullness of your authentic relationship now. You would know him, truly know him and enjoy him and live in bliss, live in purity of heart, live in rest, live by faith, not by sight. Holy. Amen. Wow. I feel completely wrecked. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you can stay with him, just keep going deeper. Sit in the Beatitudes with him and let him take you fully into, wow, wow, this life. Because it's who you are now. And he wants you living by faith and in his ways as your normal experience. Wow. Oh, I can really feel that. He's dealt with unbelief. He's dealt with it. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. Where the Spirit of God is Lord, there is freedom. The Holy Spirit is Lord, there is freedom. Jesus, thank you. Thank you for what you've done today. Holy Spirit, you are Lord of every situation we face. You are Lord of every area of our hearts. Have your way. We lean into your chest completely and we let go from this moment on of living in our own strength. We live by faith now, Jesus, in you. Wow. Amen. Oh my gosh. Stay with him if you can. And I look forward to being with you again next Monday. Have the most amazing week. God bless.
Jesus said to me, if I would create a space for him, he would come. And he has. We now have people from all over the world as part of what has now become known as the International Mentoring Community, gathering together at his feet every week, and he is moving powerfully. And I want to invite you to come on this amazing journey together with us. Come and join the IMC.